Open your Bible with us this morning. I shall be to the point. To the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. What has he done? What has he done? He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. What happened? He was made a curse for us. What was he made? A curse for us. Say this with me. Christ, my Lord, was made a curse for me. That means I'm no longer cursed. Hallelujah. Now, we're coming right back. Give me 2 Corinthians 5:21. What we'll be talking about today, walking in the light of our redemption. Woo-hoo. And we're going to talk about that for a few minutes. Walking where? In the light of our redemption. See, Satan called you all these different names and try to get you to say these things about yourself. Don't you ever say about yourself what God didn't say. Don't slap God in his face by calling yourself something he didn't call you. Did y'all hear what I said? For he has made him to be sin for us. God made Jesus sin for us. What did God do? God made Jesus sin for us. Who what? Knew no sin. For what purpose was he made sin? That we might be made what? The righteousness of God in him. Now tell yourself, I'm the righteousness of God. Right now. I don't care if I live 150 years. I don't care if I live to get 150 years old. I'll never be any more righteous than I am right now. I am righteous. God made me that way. Hello, somebody. If you're righteous, that means you are like him. Now notice what it says. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Where are you? Are you in Christ? Then you are righteous. He never would put you in there as a sinner. It won't fit. Righteousness and sin don't fit together. Just like water and gas won't mix. Right and wrong won't mix. You either right or wrong. Hello. So go give me back my verse, my text. Walking in the light of our redemption. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Being made what? A curse for us. For it is written. What did Jesus tell Satan? Matthew's in the 4th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Satan came to Jesus and said, if you be, you know, like he didn't know, Because he heard him when God made the announcement, just like everybody else did. And when that voice came in heaven and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I well please," he knew who he was. But you know what he said? If you be. If you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. That's what he said. What did Jesus say to him? Didn't argue with him? See, we got to learn how to let the word do the talking. He didn't argue with him. You know I'm the Son of God. You know. No, he said, it's written, Satan. Go read it for yourself. Because that's what I read, and that's what I believed about myself. And that's what I believe. And so go read it. Because what you're saying, I ain't believing that. I'm not believing that at all. Christ hath, not going to, redeemed us. There's nothing in your life and my life concerning our redemption that we haven't been redeemed from. I'm going to say that again because it kind of got weighty. There's nothing in your life. Say, there's nothing in my life. Since I became a Christian, a born again believer. There's nothing in my life, in this life, that I'm now living in Christ that I haven't been redeemed from. I'm free, free, free. Hear that, devil? Say it. Hear that, devil? I'm free, free, free. You can't accuse me of nothing. If you do, it won't work. Because I'm free, free, free. I've been redeemed. I'm not going to. I have already been redeemed, and I'm going to walk in the light of my redemption. I refuse to be ignorant of my covenant rights. I have a covenant here. Hello? I have a covenant here, and I can read it. You can read it. You got a covenant. And I refuse to be ignorant of my covenant rights. Hallelujah.